French fries and onion rings. 75 different flavors of milkshakes. Beer and wine available as well. Cheeburger, Cheeburger, folks. Two locations. Chesterfield Mall and in De Pere on Manchester Road in the Trader Joe's Plaza. Make the run today to Cheeburger, Cheeburger.
1-800-YELLOW-PAGES is for those of us who've been stranded, who've had a flat tire, who've needed a locksmith, who've needed their horoscope at 5 in the morning, who've needed a dentist, or needed a pizza, and then maybe a gym after that for some reason. These buttons are for you. 1-800-YELLOW-PAGES, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free information, whatever the request may be.
The Home Depot has Filtrete Red Microallergen Air Filters for just $10.97. This everyday low price makes your money work harder so your furnace doesn't have to. A fresh filter every 3 months could save you up to $100 a year on energy bills. So toss those old dust catchers and turn down those bills while you're at it. With Filtrete filters now $10.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hear all the Missouri Tiger football action every week on KTRS, brought to you by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. Go to WKF.com. Proud sponsor of Missouri football.
Did you notice nights are starting earlier this time of year? AutoZone suggests replacing dim or burnt out headlight bulbs now to stay safe. And it's a good idea to replace them in pairs. Get in the zone.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Make your own deal at Reno Guthrie Chevrolet on a new 2012 Chevy with the best warranty in the business. 15-year, 150,000-mile warranty. Reno Guthrie Chevrolet in New Baden. We make car buying fun.
Yes, it is time once again to check out a movie, a good movie, a bad movie, a mediocre movie. We don't know yet, but she does. She's Dawn Meadows Dixon, and she is brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. Not everybody's handy. I'm not handy. And sometimes people are handy and they just don't have the time and don't want to mess with it. That's why there's the Tool Belt Team for all your home repair needs. TheToolBeltTeam.com. Give it up, please, for Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Pardon me?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. This is not a movie, but I watched the first part of the Ken Burns Prohibition thing last night. I had recorded it. That guy knows.
Isn't he awesome?
He knows how to do a documentary.
And I love documentaries when they're done right. And
I do
that
too.
One is, I haven't caught every part of that, but I've caught a couple of them. I actually caught it midstream. I didn't see the first one. It's just so well done.
He doesn't miss anything. I mean, his research crew must be like 300 people.
That must be massive.
Yeah.
But you know what he does best is he's a great storyteller.
Yeah.
He really makes it interesting because you can take a bunch of facts and bore someone. Not that the History Channel does that, but oftentimes you'll see a documentary on the history. This guy can tell a story when he did baseball, when he did Civil War. Ken Burns, he's my hero.
Well, here's the other thing. He uses, in a lot of his documentaries, it's mostly still photography, and he
yes.
can pan still shots and still keep your interest without a lot of actual film footage.
Right.
And that's a talent in itself. But enough about him.
Enough about
and
Ken
enough
Burns,
about
but
TV.
I agree. It's really well done on Channel 9.
What's at the movie theater?
We are, well, today I'm talking about Puss in Boots.
Oh, yeah.
Can we say puss?
Yeah.
I knew. I just waited. I thought I'll just say the title, let you all do your little thing.
What does that mean?
Antonio Banderas and...
Antonio Banderas and Selma Hayek, yes.
It's from Shrek, right? Puss in Boots, he was from Shrek.
And he's the voice of that...
Cat.
The cat.
Cold,
no, the cold medicine.
The
no, the commercial.
It's the story before...
Hang on. What is it?
Is it Mucinex?
No, it's... Is it music? It's nasal. It's a nasal thing. Oh, come on.
You know Antonio. The Spanish word for and is Y?
Yeah. It's E. Why did you say that?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it.
Well, that's I'm trying to figure out where you all are going.
No, hang on here. So
how would this movie be?
Dan, take a call. Somebody's going to know. Antonio Banderas does the. I don't think it's Mucinex.
So this movie in Mexico would be called
what?
What's the movie called?
What's the movie called?
Puss in Boots.
Oh, you see what he's trying to do?
Yeah, he's trying to put the Y after the puss.
Yeah,
he's trying to.
Well said, Tim. He's trying to put the Y.
Well, I'm just saying, in Mexico, is that how the movie is presented?
Well, that's a very good...
He's the voice of the bee.
Well, Boots is probably a different
word. He's the voice of what?
Voice of the bee for Nasonex. Nasonex.
I just thought of it. Yeah. Nasonex.
And he is.
Don't let me talk for you for just a second, if you would, please. Mm-hmm. There is something about the way... Don't laugh, Antonio, are you there? Don't laugh at me. Don, Meadows Dixon, do not laugh at me. Oh, okay? Boy. Don't laugh at me when I talk to you about Nasonex or any other thing that I think you might be interested in.
You are good.
Yeah. So what would Antonio, being Hispanic, what would he call the movie?
As a Hispanic person, I will tell you that the movie would not be called, first of all, Boos, because Boos is an English word, not a Spanish word. So the movie would be Boos y Zapatos.
Zapatos.
Okay. Oh.
Yes. Do they call cats?
Well, what's puss in Spanish?
Taco.
Don, aren't you sorry you called today?
Well, this is a learning show.
Taco.
You know,
I had to plan for this. I was just going to say the title of the film.
Taco y Zapatos.
And then I was going to say goodbye and maybe throw in an ARG because I knew there would be no other thing that I could say after the title. It was all over. I knew this.
On behalf of everyone here in this studio, I would like to apologize to you because you are a woman of class, you are a woman of beauty, and you are a woman of sophistication. You deserve better than this.
Well, I'm just trying to educate.
You know, this is learning. You sound like him. I've interviewed Antonio many years ago. I have this wall of shame, the pictures of some of the people I've interviewed.
Don, I interviewed him, and he actually mentioned you.
You're kidding me. You want to hear?
I've got it. Let me play you. What you're about to hear, ladies and gentlemen, is the part of the interview when I'm talking to Antonio Banderas, and you'll hear me kind of off mic, and then I mentioned something about St. Louis. Will you hear what he
said? How long ago was this?
This was six years ago.
Oh. What can he think on his feet?
Antonio, I know that you, I don't know, have you been to St. Louis? Do you have any St. Louis connection at all? Well, I will tell you this, Frank. One time I was interviewed by this lovely woman. Her name was Dawn Meadows. She was a TV entertainment reporter, and she was a very sophisticated lady. In fact, I will tell you that I still have a fantasy about her. And I understand now that she is either spoken for, engaged, or married. And that is a sad thing to me, because if that does not work out for her, I am here for her.
Wow!
So much for Melanie.
I am here for her.
Is he married?
What about Melanie?
Yeah, it's Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith.
No offense, but
I asked her.
She can't hold. She doesn't hold a candle to you, Don.
I asked him about Melanie. Here, I'll play it for you.
All right.
Antonio, what about Melanie Griffith? Well, I will tell you this. She is a nice woman. At one time, she was, I will consider, a pretty, a beautiful woman, but she has messed herself up with plastic surgery. And she is not as attractive to me as she once was. Dawn Meadows Dixon is a natural. She's a natural beauty. She does not have to need any makeup or surgery.
She cannot afford surgery.
You're talking to a recording.
Yeah, that sounds kind of crazy, Don.
You know, it's so real. I can't.
Yeah, that's it. It's so real. You forgot.
I forgot.
So
I said, I was prepared for you all just to take off, and
we did.
I don't even really have a review about this movie.
Sure.
I just thought I'd
say the title. The animation, the faces of these cats and stuff is unbelievable.
Yeah. It really is. The animation is the best thing about it because the story itself, unlike Shrek, which I think appealed to adults, this one, you know, the kids were clapping at the end of the movie, but I think the adults were going, oh, you know, why did they bother? But It starts off kind of clever. They've got this thing called the Cat Box Scratch, you know, and Selma Hayek and Antonio Banderas are doing this little dance together. And then it just goes downhill. But
the dance is called the Cat Box Scratch?
That's where they go to the bathroom.
That's also a yeast infection.
Yeah.
That's a cat box itch.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the itch.
Oh.
That results in the scratch.
This is going
the seven-day itch.
One of the reasons I wanted to review it is I saw that it featured the voice of, drum roll, please.
Drum roll. Hang on. Timpani. Bruce, give the timpani. There it is.
Voice Billy of. Bob Thornton.
Oh.
Ooh.
And Jack, as in Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
He plays the bad guy. So, and at first when I heard his voice, I thought, that's not him. I mean, he did not sound like himself.
No,
I mean,
he
was just kind of vicious sounding, and he's the bad guy, and Antonio Banderas' character is hooking up with his old friend Humpty Dumpty. You can see where this is going.
All the big stars are in there.
Oh, man.
All
Humpty
the big
Dumpty.
Stars. Jack and Jill try to, you know, throw Humpty Dumpty off the bridge, and Jack is played by Billy Bob Thornton. So I thought, I have to see this film, because we all know that Frank, of course, loves the acting of Billy Bob Thornton.
Like it.
And Sling Blade, as do I. And so I wanted to see how he would play in an animated film, and he, of course, does very well.
Did you ever see Astronaut Farmer?
Oh, I did.
Astronaut Farmer.
With Billy Bob Thornton, a very bizarre movie, but a really interesting movie.
I liked it.
I think you'd like it. Yeah, if you get a chance, Astronaut Farmer.
Have to rent it.
Yeah, it's really strange, but it's good. So Puss in Boots is not just a kid's thing. It's for everybody.
Well, it's kind of, I think, you know, the adults are going to have to go because the kids can't go by themselves,
right.
But I think the kids are going to like it a lot better than the adults. It starts off cute, and then you wonder why. It just doesn't. They're trying to do a spin-off, and apparently Antonio's been trying to do this for many years, and I think Shrek was just genius, and this one falls short,
okay,
unfortunately.
Well, we're going to find out how short. How many ARDs?
I'm going to give it 2 ARDs. Sorry, Billy Bob.
Oh, man.
That's a little weak.
It's midway. It's okay. The kids are going to like it. It unfortunately, when the adults don't like it, it's hard to get the adults in the theater.
Hey, what age group did your daughter like it?
I took my daughter, and she said to me, "Mom, and I could be home doing homework."
Oh, boy,
wow.
That's
very
good. That's
a little too old for it.
Not good.
At 13, they're too old.
Yeah, they're too old. But, you know, Shrek is still good for any age. So I thought, maybe this is going to be good.
Well, here they come, 2 ARDs.
All right, Dean.
Back, that's him right there. That's Billy Bob right there. It's his voice doing that, Carl.
Very good, Billy Bob.
All right, Dean. We'll talk to you next week. All right, Dean. Goodbye. Don Meadows Dixon, everybody. A guy that, a woman that Antonio Banderas, you heard him say, fell in love with, basically, when he was interviewed by her years ago. And she's brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. TheToolBeltTeam.com. Great handyman service.
I think she's finally coming around because she knew she was going to have problems with that movie today.
So she's starting to
understand.
She's been indoctrinated where if the word puss is in a movie, there are going to be some problems.
Cat box scratch.
Yeah.
She had a feeling something was
at there. Least she knows it's coming. It's not the shock that it used to be to her. You know what we ought to do when we do news? We ought to have those. Years and years and years ago, they had the teletype. I still like the scanners. I think we ought to have in our news department, in the background, scanners.
They have one back there.
Well, they'll turn it on. Turn it up. That sounds good in the background. And police are calling. They've been called to the scene. That just sounds like the real news. So, just a suggestion. Here's another suggestion. Dental care. I mentioned yesterday we have a guy on television locally doing commercials. His teeth are yellow. I don't think it's right to criticize people for something they can't help or they don't have the money to fix. But for goodness sakes, this guy is a big business person with a successful business, and I know has the money to go to the dentist. And I just don't want to watch yellow teeth when I'm being sold something. So I would say, to him, without calling him out by name, I will invite you to go to Ballas Dental Care. And you don't have to have corn teeth anymore. Yeah, you know, yellow, those corn nuts that you know, those things, what his teeth look like. Now, if you take care of your teeth, It's going to cost you a lot less money in the long run if a couple times a year you go in, and as soon as they see something, oh, there's a little cavity that just got started. Let's go in there and fill that thing before it becomes trouble. That's the best way to do it. But if you've neglected your teeth or you've been afraid, you haven't been for a while, it is not too late. Well, I'm gonna say that, and it applies to most people who are listening. It's not too late. If you're listening and you're 90 and you're down to just green stubs and you've chewed tobacco and your teeth have rotted, it may be too late. You may have to have false teeth. But for most of you, they've seen some pretty weird-looking mouths come in there. So you're not going to be the worst or the first. Forget this. I'm so embarrassed. I haven't been to the... Forget that. They've seen worse. They're ready for you at Ballast Dental Care. You're not going to hear, well, we're not taking any new patients. You're not going to hear that. You're going to hear, welcome. You're going to be relaxed. And you will feel in no time like this is the place you finally found that you wish you'd found a long time ago. Ballast Dental Care. This is my 38th year as a patient there. And I invite you to make it your dental home. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Traffic sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding Airborne Traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. We just took off in time. This traffic report brought to you by Constant Contact. Want your marketing plan to be as stress-free as the open road? Well, Constant Contact combines email marketing and the social media to give your small business the tools to succeed. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started. Man, we've got a mess out here. First of all, on northbound 255, it's right here outside the airport, just before Highway 15, we've got a crash. They had it completely shut down. Now they've got, it looks like the left lane is open, but you've got at least a mile to a mile and a half backup. They're still working with that accident on eastbound 270 at Washington Elizabeth. That was a rollover accident, and the westbound drivers, already eastbound drivers are slowing from just a little east of McDonald through West Florissant or Washington Elizabeth, and then westbound drivers are slowing down, and you got about a half mile backup there. Just got a report of an accident on eastbound 44 midway between Lindbergh and Highway 270. They've just moved that off to the shoulder. And this traffic report also brought to you by Subway Restaurants. October is now Anytober at Subway Restaurants. Get any regular foot-long sub for $5 starting at 7 a.m. Subway, eat fresh. Prices and participation may vary, plus tax where applicable. Excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. A year ago, Missouri went to Texas A&M and knocked off the Aggies. The Tigers will try to make it two straight at Kyle Field this Saturday. Join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pre-game begins at 10 a.m. this Saturday. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
If you've heard about it, it's time to do something about it. And if you haven't heard, Golden Oak Lending has announced mortgage rates of 3.5% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman. Ladies and gentlemen, when mortgage rates are this low, you're doing yourself a disservice if you haven't refinanced to a lower rate.
At Golden Oak Lending, our licensed mortgage bankers are standing by. They'll do all the work, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Your bank's not going to call, so you need to call Golden Oak Lending and lower your house payment.
Call 314-567-GOLD and get 3.5% fixed.
At a rate this low, it's important to refinance, consolidate debt, and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak Lending today, 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.821 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Hey, Paulie, I think it's time for a sit-down.
A sit-down? That don't sound too good, boss.
It's okay, Paulie. You can pick the place. Pick a nice place.
Well, gee, boss, I'd have to go with Mama Campisi's on the Hill.
Ah, Mama's on the Hill, the home of toasted ravioli and the best chicken spadini in town.
Yeah, boss, Mama's is the premier family restaurant on the Hill. My cousin Gino had his wedding reception there, and they catered the funeral... I mean the going away party for little Tony.
Oh, yeah. Little Tony. He loved Mama's homemade dressing on the salad and their linguine with clams. Little Tony always had great taste.
That's right, boss. We could do lunch or dinner. They're open 7 days a week and it's easy to find on the hill at Edwards and Bischoff.
Okay, Paulie. Give him a call and make a reservation for tonight.
Sure thing, boss. By the way, when's the last time you ate at Mama's?
Oh, just last month with Little Tony.
Mama's on the Hill. Reserve your next sit-down by calling 314-776-3100 or go to mamasonthehill.com.
If you're injured on the job or in an accident that wasn't your fault, then you need legal advice ASAP. Call an attorney that you can trust. Call legal expert Mike Jones. Mike knows the law inside and out. That's why he's a weekly expert on the McGraw-Milhaven Show. His straightforward, no-nonsense approach is exactly what you need.
Hello, I'm Mike Jones. If you're involved in an accident, whether on the job or in your private life, don't blow it off. Don't feel like you've got no one to go to. Call me and I'll explain your options in a way that you'll understand. 314-862-5858. 314-862-5858.
Insurance companies want to give you as little as possible. You need an attorney that will fight for your rights and help you secure the best possible outcome. Call Mike Jones now. 314-862-5858. That's 314-862-5858. Don't make a serious mistake. Call legal expert Mike Jones now.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Mike Kelly here. Get to the all-new West County Nissan for 0% financing for 60 months on Altimas and Rogues. Lease a Rogue for $199, Altima for $189, or Sentra just $169 a month. Plus, get discounts up to $10,000 off. West County Nissan, now open 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin, or go to westcountynissan.com. Special APRs in lieu of rebates. Includes all rebates and incentives. 39-month lease, TT&L not included, 12,000 miles per year. Pricing per month, $29.95 down and $19.95 down on Central.
Corvette lovers, earn entries today for your chance to win a brand new 2012 Corvette from Casino Queen. Every Friday night from 7 to 9, two winners will be selected every 30 minutes for key drawings. Grand prize drawing November 11th for a 2012 Corvette provided by Jack Schmidt Chevrolet. Put the pedal to the metal and start earning entries today for your brand new 2012 Corvette only at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and Purolator classic filter are just $13.99 after mail-in rebate. That includes an oil filter with a value up to $11.99. At other major retailers, the value of their included filter may be much less. You could end up having to pay more just to get the filter you need. Better value at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price $29.99. See store for details.
She calls me home and she says, baby, it's a lonely old night.
Good song.
I don't know, I'm just so scared and lonely all at the same time.
There are a lot of people who are very, very upset. We have, and I mean thousands of people in St. Louis who have property at Lake of the Ozarks who are upset about this, and I don't really understand it, this hydroelectric shoreline management, whatever. There was a lady who had put on our Facebook page a link to a petition, and I had Peon remove it because I thought, I don't want to use our Facebook page for political purposes. And then I sort of rethought it, and I thought, you know what, this, even though it may not really affect me directly, because it's a part of the lake that I don't really go to, but you're talking hundreds of houses that, my understanding is, can be legally just demolished because somebody found something from a million years ago that allows them to do it. So I wrote her back and I said, please feel free to repost it and I don't think she has. But if you want to just Google, I would think if you Google whitehouse.gov petition or just petition regarding Lake of the Ozarks shoreline management, I'm sure you'll find it, and you can go on and sign it and get it to them. And I think all the minimum number of signatures they need to be in by tomorrow. So I don't apologize to the lady for taking it off the site, but after I thought about it more, I thought, well, this really does affect a lot of people, whether it's of great concern to me or not. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who go to that lake, and what the heck? We put it up there, and you can sign the petition or not. It's up to you. I've yet to hear of anybody who doesn't want to sign it, who thinks it's a good thing. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. We did not have an outdoor segment today. If we had, it would have been brought to you by Pistols Plus. Pistols Plus is in Osage Beach, Missouri. And speaking of Lake the Ozarks, on Highway 54 as you come in from St. Louis, Staples is on the left, and just before that on the right, there is Pistols Plus. They've been on with us now for 8 years or something, 8, 9 years. And I've still never been in another store like it. I know about the Cabela's and Bass Pros and all those places, and they have a lot of stuff. But this really is a place for gun people and archery people. And it's not so much about tents and sleeping bags as it is, you know, guns and people behind the counter who know them. So, oh, they have finally have a website, a good one, too, pistolsplusguns.net. There's a link to it at frankopinion.com. Under sponsors. Rich is on the phone. Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm very good to see you.
Well, thank you.
Before I get to why I called, I have a suggestion for a joke in the playhouse. You could possibly do it. But the other day on a radio tape, and I'm not going to say which one until after I hear your comments on it, in the news after the market tech closed, the person given the numbers for each brokerage house or whatever it is, for the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, they had all three finished down that day. Jump up with the Dow finished down however many points and finished up and gave whatever they finished at. Finished up at, or I forget exactly how he phrased it, but all three of the markets. That's how he did it. It kind of had me confused, because if you weren't paying real close attention, on one hand he's saying that they're finished down, but the way he's phrasing what they closed at would make a person think that they actually finished up that day.
Well, first of all, I have no idea what we're talking about. I didn't hear it, so I can't comment on it because I didn't hear it.
But if they said down and then up with the total, that, yeah.
You sure that wasn't this station? That sounds like that would have been this station.
No, I don't think. No.
Actually, it was this station.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me.
That's why I didn't want to say until after I heard your comments, because I didn't want to say it was at your station, then you make a comment and get in trouble with management.
No, this station makes mistakes all the time. Are you kidding? I've been in trouble with management for 14 and a half years. That's not an issue. In fact, you should call it to their attention when that happens. You should shoot an email to the management. Look, 2 days ago, I heard another one of our weather forecasts, and Dave Murray says, and later on this afternoon, and when he said that, it was 6:10 in the evening. And he's talking about the weather later on this afternoon. All stations, we all screw up.
Yeah. I just thought it might have been a little bit more clear or a better way of doing it would have been that if the market had finished down and closed at. Finished up at.
I'm sure there was a better way. We're working on it. Work in progress.
But my suggestion for the joke, if you could possibly do it, I don't want to say too much to ruin it, since everybody's been talking about hand washing, especially after the bathroom, would be the joke with the officer and the sergeant in the latrine.
The officer and the sergeant and the latrine?
Yeah, I believe it would have been a drill sergeant or a gunnery sergeant in the latrine after they used the restroom.
You got me. I that doesn't ring a bell to me. I'll give it some thought. Maybe I'll come up with it.
Okay.
Okay, Rich.
All righty.
Thank you.
Hey,
that ring a bell to anybody?
No.
I don't remember any such show.
No, but someone called and said that they're waiting for the story about your boys.
Oh.
Drake Hotel.
Okay, here we go. Drake Hotel, Chicago. My wife's birthday is the day after Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is the 14th. Her birthday is the 15th. So she likes Chicago. I don't particularly like cities.
She gets two back-to-back days of romance.
Oh, man.
Oof.
It's exhausting for me.
Oh, my God.
Valentine's
Day
and her birthday. You know what? I don't know. Vitamins. Lots of vitamins. Okay. So she thinks, wouldn't it be great to go spend a couple of days in downtown Chicago? Show the boys Chicago. I said, no, I don't think it'd be great. Which means we went.
But
because
you did
I had
anyway.
No say.
Because you love her so much.
We did
much.
It anyway.
You
no, we did right. Because I have no say. And she went ahead and got a room at this Drake Hotel, which is an old hotel. It's a very nice old. I don't like old hotels, by the way. So she deliberately booked us in a place she knew I would hate because I like new. I like brand new. You walk up, water comes on automatically. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
I don't like that old stuff. So we get to this Drake Hotel. It's one of those places where flags leaning out in front. You know, that kind of hotel. Like royalty would be there. And I don't remember how old we had the boys with us. I think we had all the kids with us. I'm bad about this timing thing and what year it was, but I know the boys were with us, and I know that my younger son would have been about 10, okay? So we wake up, and we're going to go have breakfast. We're going to go out and walk down the street in Chicago and find a neat little breakfast place and have breakfast. And we had adjoining rooms. My wife and I have a room, and then the kids, there's a door. You know how there's a door between the two? They have their own room and their own bathroom. And so, you know, we're ready to go, and I'm, you know, like I say, Austin, he's the only one not with us. I said, it's time, we got, are you ready? Ready to go? Just a minute, almost. And finally, I just walked over into that side, and there's water coming out from under the door of the bathroom.
Ooh.
I mean, pooling out. And it's carpeted, so the carpet is just soaking the water up as it comes out. And I said, what in the world? What are you doing in there? And, of course, the typical kid answer, nothing. And I said, well, you're doing something. What's wrong? Just a minute. Finally, he opens the door, and he's embarrassed because he's clogged the toilet. And as he tried, you know that thing where you flush and you go, no, and it just overflows. So it had done that a couple of times. As he attempted to flush it, it just overflowed. And it won't go down. And I said, I wish you had called me or said something. I said, look, there's water everywhere. I mean, the carpet outside the door is soaked. I said, this is embarrassing. I said, how did you clog it? Did you just not flush soon enough? And he was real vague about what happened. No, it's not working right. And I said, I don't know about that. And then, as we talk, he finally admits that he had run in, he had an upset stomach, and he had soiled his pants, his underwear and his
pants. Didn't make it in time.
He didn't make it. So he was embarrassed. And he didn't want anybody to know, so he tried to flush his underwear.
Oh.
And that's what was lodged in down where you couldn't see it, but you knew something was in there. And he says, my underwear is in there. And I said, oh, my goodness. I said, you know what? Here, you call housekeeping. You. We don't know you. We're not with you. You're on your own. You're going to learn how to be a little man here and deal with this. So he does. He calls him, and the guy comes up, and he can't get it to break loose. So he goes away, and he comes back again. Now, we're on the other side of the door kind of hearing all this. I never met the guy. I didn't want him to see me. We've messed the carpet up. I don't, you know.
Is Austin in there with the guy?
Oh, yeah. He's in there. But he never, when
never
it was finally
that.
Broken loose and flushed, and the guy says, we'll get some drying fans up here in this carpet. We'll, you know, we'll take care of that. And when you guys are out during the day, we'll get the carpet dry. So when he leaves, I said, did you tell him what happened? He said, no. He said, you know, I didn't even have to. He said, whew, thank goodness I didn't have to tell him. He said, he just got in there and I guess blew it through.
Plunging,
he didn't
right.
pull it out. He ran it on through. I said, well, okay, that's good, I guess, because that's pretty embarrassing. Okay, let's go. Let's go to breakfast. Now we've lost, you know, an hour or whatever. So we get outside, and we're standing in front of the hotel. And I think it was my wife who said, you said you didn't make it to the bathroom. What happened to the khaki pants that you were? He said, oh, he says, they got messed up too. He pooped in his, and got right. his khaki. And she said, well, where are your pants? He says, oh, I hit them. He said, I hit them so nobody. She, and I said, what do you mean you hit them? He shoved them under the dresser. These pooped soaked pants under the dresser. I said, oh, no. I said, we got to get back. We're in front of the building. I said, we got to get back in there. We got to get in there and retrieve these poop pants. He says, it's okay. He says, I wrapped them in a, you know, those dry cleaner plastic uh-huh. bags. He said, I said, I don't care. The stink will permeate. It's not airtight. Somebody's going to walk in. Those guys are going to walk in to dry the carpet, and then they're going to discover that we hid pooped pants under a dresser. We got to get in there before they get there. So we run and get the elevator and get up. And sure enough, we beat them there, and we pull out this plastic bag of pooped pants, khaki pants. We take them, we hide them as best we can, and take them out in front, and there's a big on-the-street trash bin. So we put the poop pants in the trash bin, and as we're walking away, I see one of the boys laughing, looking back at the trash bin. There's a homeless guy rooting through the bin, and you know that at 1 second he's going, hey,
he just
pants.
Saw a big bag
nice,
just go.
A dry cleaning bag. He's thinking, I got clean pants. And I'm sure that after he pulled them out, whoo!
Oh, they're
whoa,
not clean.
Whoa.
Nope, these are 10-year-old poop pants. I have no use for these.
Oh, man. And, you know, when you go to check out, you're just hoping they don't say, by the way, could we speak privately over here? Step over here about the poop pants matter.
We have an extra charge.
We're going to have to, charge you extra for disinfecting and cleaning. They never mentioned it.
I can't believe that those underwear made it all the way through the pipe.
I don't know how that happened.
That's amazing.
He said they didn't pull them back through. They blew them through the system.
Well.
All right, here's the other one. Aspen, Colorado. At a condominium complex, we rented, instead of renting a room, we rented a little condo because we're with another couple and their kids. So you have like 8 people. And it's a terraced deal where if you're out on your balcony, you look down and straight below you is the guy's balcony below you and it juts out. And then the one below that juts like stair steps. So, we look down and we see that the guy below us has been swimming apparently, and he has hung his tidy whiteies over a lawn chair, his underwear. So we go out to eat, just the adults. Now we took with us to Colorado because there are a lot of nice streams. We took a portable collapsible fishing rod and reel. While the adults are out eating, my son, same one, leans over the balcony, lowers a fish hook, and reels in this guy's underwear. Whoa. Now, if the guy had, when it happened, if he was in his condo and happened to look up, can't see fishing line. It looks like his underwear is just floating up into the sky.
Floating up, yeah.
Underwear just takes off into the air. But it gets worse. Yeah. There goes my underwear to heaven. It gets worse. When we came back, the boys, our boys and the other couple's boys, can hardly contain themselves. They're about to burst from wanting to say something, but they don't. I said, okay, what is going on? There's something going on here. You all are acting weird. So my son says, Dad, and I'm going to tell you right now, the underwear hooking thing was my fault because I said, you know what? Before I left, I said, you know what would be funny? I said, is it like drop a hook and reel it under?
Oh, my goodness.
So I actually,
so you planted the seed.
I actually am the reason they did that. But then they took it a step further. He said, we did that. What you said would be funny. We hooked that guy's underwear. And I said, I bet if he were looking out the window, I said, that would be funny. He's watching his underwear go up in the sky, up, you know, straight up. I said, that's pretty funny. I said, well, where's his underwear? What'd you do with his underwear? Did you put it back? He said, no. And I said, what'd you do with it? They put it in the microwave and melted a Hershey bar in it. And hung it over the entrance door to the lodge. The main entrance.
Oh, my God.
So if you were to walk in to stay at this place, you would look up and see what looked like the worst case of upset stomach in the world. On a pair. I said, where is the underwear? And then they gave it up. They said, it's hanging over the lodge entrance with melted Hershey bar.
I've heard you mention that process before. Is that where they heard about doing that too, melting
Hershey bar? No, that was one of the other boys of the other family said, hey, if you melt a Hershey bar, look at somebody pooped in their pants. So we had to go it, and sure enough, I walked into the main. I looked up, and there it was. And I thought, "Oh no!" Oh, and yet people were standing around going, "Ooh!" They're pointing up, and holding their nose and stuff. So we had to get a stick or something, get up there and knock it. Oh my goodness!
It would have been funnier if they lowered him back down and put it back on the chair.
That's what You know why put it at the entrance? I even said that. I said, why didn't you just lower it back down? And when he goes out to get it, it looks like somebody pooped in his underwear.
Somebody put on his underwear and then pooped in it and then took him back up.
Yeah. So those are my and it's the same one, the same son. He seemed to always be the one.
Practical Joker.
Yeah. And of course you have to act like you're furious.
Right.
And then at night you're laughing. You can't sleep. It's so funny. Yeah. Those are really good ones. All right, where are we here? Yes, it is time. It's time to talk about hey, that guy that called earlier. What's that guy said he moved his car loan to
First Community, and then he's going to move everything else.
You know
over
what?
His,
I don't remember your name, but thank you for calling. I should have made a note of it. For you folks who missed it, just out of the blue, this guy calls and he said, "Hey, I just got the 1.99% rate on my car loan. I moved it over to First Community." Now, I will tell you, he has very good credit because that's a rate for people with really good credit, and you need to know that that's the qualifier. But if you qualify, you're talking as low as 1.99%. So he said that he moved that over, and now he's in the process of closing out all his other business with his other bank and putting it all at First Community Credit Union.
Yeah, yes. That guy deserves a round of applause.
This is the kind of loyalty that keeps this show on the air. And thank you again to the gentleman who called and said that, and I would just say to the rest of you, give that some thought, doing what he did, doing all your banking at First Community Credit Union. You'll feel safer. It's stable. The people are wonderful. The service is good. The popcorn is great. In the hot summer, the popsicles are good, but they're very competitive with their rates. They'll take great care of you. And most importantly, they're AM and the PM just like you are. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Boy, it's a nightmare out here on the highways. First of all, that accident on eastbound 270 at Washington, it's actually between Washington Elizabeth and West Florissant. It's only the right lane is blocked now. It was an overturned car in a ditch. It looked pretty bad, but right now you've got traffic stacked up solid to the Gist overpass, which is just by before Highway 370. Westbound drivers stay slowing to take a look. You got about a half mile back up there. That's also causing problems on Dunn Road, a mile back up on each direction. Folks trying to bail out from the highway traffic on Highway 270. It's also causing problems on northbound 170 from Highway 70 up to 270. It's stacked pretty solid. Now, that accident on eastbound 255 or northbound 255 near Highway 15 or Moose Lane, that only had the right lane blocked now, and you only had about a half a mile back up there. The downtown bridge approaches. Eastbound 40 is slow Union Station at the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 is at Park. Eastbound 70 stacks up West Florissant through 10th Street. We're looking at stop-and-go traffic southbound 170 from Olive down through 4064. And they've cleared the accident on westbound Highway 44, and that was just a little bit west of Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Ever feel like you hit a roadblock when marketing your small business? Constant Contact combines email marketing with social media to help you overcome that barrier. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland, the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Hey, a listener called and wanted to know where the gravel pit is. When you say it's something's going on north or south of the gravel pit, they say, where the heck's the gravel pit?
All right, if you're in Illinois coming westbound to the King Bridge, now you go through the where it bottlenecks into from two lanes down to one, and you get past that, you look to your left, and there are these two big oil tanks, and then there's nothing but white gravel around it,
okay.
And that's the gravel pit.
All right.
I get that. McGraw's always giving me a hassle about that also.
Okay.
But that's all we've ever called it.
What did you call him? McGraw's a what? Oh, hassle. Yeah. I'm sorry.
David,
sorry.
McGraw
Hass.
Yeah. McGraw, he's always giving me trouble about that, or hassling, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, now we know.
Okay. And if you got a better name for it, you come up, and I'd be glad to call it that.
Okay.
Thank you.
With your Golden Oak Landing Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The second annual Dine Ferg Pink campaign includes 11 participating Ferguson restaurants raising money for breast cancer by donating a percentage of sales on select menu items, including Cork Wine Bar, downtown Ferguson, 15 minutes from everywhere.
For over 35 years, Bob Brocklin Buick GMC has built a solid customer-first reputation in the St. Louis area. Always a market leader in Buick and GMC sales, now Bob Brocklin is proud to present one of the Midwest's largest selections of pre-owned cars and trucks. Introducing the Bob Brocklin Pre-Owned Super Center, with vehicles ranging from $3,500 and up. Almost all makes and models are available. If not, then the Brocklin Pre-Owned team will find it for you. View the entire inventory with a click of the mouse at Brocklin.com. That's Brockland.com. Not from St. Louis? Can't make the drive to the dealership? No problem. Bob Brocklin will trailer the pre-owned vehicle of your choice to anywhere in the continental U.S. Buying a pre-owned vehicle just got a lot easier. One of the largest pre-owned vehicle selections in the entire Midwest. And a name you can trust. Bob Brocklin Pre-Owned Supercenter. Just off I-255 at the Highway 157 exit in Cahokia. Or online at Brocklin.com.
Everybody wants to help others, and you like to donate too. But with so many charities out there, how do you know which one does the most good? Well, it's easy. You can make a difference in the fight against drug and alcohol addiction by donating your used vehicle to the Salvation Army. Your car donation is tax deductible, and the towing is free. The Salvation Army receives no government or outside funding, but relies solely on your donation.